following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you work from home, you know there are times when you need a more professional image. That's why a Regis virtual office is so smart. Your Regis virtual office has all the benefits of a full-time office without the cost. You get an impressive address and phone number for your business card, a staff to provide unlimited call answering, monthly private office use, access to meeting rooms. Get 30 days free, yeah, free, at regus.com/sport or call 1-800-OFFICES, 1-800-OFFICES.
Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got online scheduling, weekend appointments, and convenient deals, too. Right now, save up to $70 on road handler tires. Get $100 in Shop Your Way points. And we'll check your alignment, battery, and more for free. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete auto care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 9/21. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms, available at shopyourway.com. See store for...
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Gooda, Damon Day with you on a Tuesday. You're looking awful sporty today.
Thank you. I wasn't expecting a compliment.
That's what I'm full of today.
I graciously accept that.
I'm full of a lot of things, and today, compliments.
Thank you.
Are we practicing UNK baseball?
We got some Loper workouts going on. We got a little day off today for some guys. We got some
We got some things going on this weekend that per NCAA rules you're not allowed to publicize or anything like that. But so, yeah, we got, you know, yeah, we're getting there. I mean, first 3 days, kind of a measuring stick on where we're at, what we need to be doing. You know, you don't really take too much stock in the first 3 days of a baseball season that doesn't start till February. But we've got some things to work on, got some talent. Really like the group of individuals that we're in. But so, yeah, things are going well.
I think after the UCLA game on Saturday, I might just see what's going on in Omaha. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tweet us at ESPN1460-1550. And, of course, Facebook is ESPN Superstation. UNK football coach Daryl Morris, Hastings College football coach Tony Harper, and Matt Davison of the Husker Sports Network. He's also going into the Nebraska High School Hall of Fame this Sunday. All of those coming up, plus Troutman's Tuesday Trivia.
I realize that we are a focus on football. That's what's going on this time of year. But I do got to ask you, what is going on in NASCAR?
Cheating.
What did they?
Glad you brought that up.
What did they do?
Cheaters.
What did they do to cheat?
They didn't do anything. Okay, again, this is me, not the NASCAR fan, and one of the reasons why. They didn't do anything that they don't do every other race out there. If I've got this right, and NASCAR fan, here's your chance. We'll give you just a minute to email us or to tweet us or Facebook us, because I'm just not going to talk to you on the air. They intentionally, okay, so only 12 guys after Sunday can make this race.
I got all that.
Which is stupid.
Yeah, I got the playoff
if
run.
If only 12 guys can make the playoffs, then only 12 guys should be in the last races. But anyway.
And then Clinton Bowyer spun out on purpose and took out Jeff Gordon.
So that his teammate, Truex, could move up and make the final spot. He spun out.
Right.
Knocking the guy out. Truex moves up in the standings of the race, moves up in the points, and it knocked, Newman. Yeah,
so
Newman back.
It's against the rules. It says in their rules that you can't spin out on purpose.
I suppose.
And then some guy pitted, right?
Now you're past anything that I even want to
know. So some guy pitted.
Yep, Damon's right.
Yep, Vickers pitted.
Okay.
And that moved him up to the final spot.
Yeah.
So I have not figured out where the rules infraction is. I mean, if we do have a NASCAR fan, could email that in. I don't understand what's wrong. I mean, they're teammates, right?
Yeah, NASCAR fan, if you can send us an email to the Dent Popper inbox or tweet us.
I don't know the sport well enough, and I'm not trying to be that guy who's picking on NASCAR because I enjoy watching the races and things like that. But I don't understand. No one has explained to me what they've done wrong. Like, there's all this like ominous, like, oh, we're so sorry what we did. What did they do? You did not. I mean, to me, you just got your guy up to where he needed to be.
That's being a good teammate.
Yeah. So I guess I just don't know. I don't know the sport well enough to know what is there a code? I mean, is this like the unwritten rule book thing, like in baseball?
You don't bunt with two outs of a no-hitter.
Who wins in a fight between Girardi and Showalter? Did you see that last night?
Yeah. Girardi's younger and was a catcher, so that makes him tough. Showalter, though, I got to go with more grit and more just toughness in him. I wouldn't want to see it, though. I mean, this wouldn't be a Pedro Zimmer fight. This would have a little something to it.
The thing I like about it most is Showalter wanted nothing to do with Girardi. Like, you want to talk about a show. Like, Showalter was doing the old, I'm going to run into five guys and act like how bad I want to get at him. Like, somebody make sure you're between me and him.
We're going to have a football fight with our helmets on.
Because did you notice Girardi? He just went straight at him. He wouldn't even let Pena catch him. And Pena's used to that. He's a catcher. So I thought that was a great dynamic late in the fall. The old accusation of stealing signs. Love it.
Oh, it's good stuff, people. It's good stuff. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia later in the program. Daryl Morris, Tony Harper, and Matt Davison all coming up on the program. And don't forget, Kearney folks, get out and vote today. Whatever side of the issue you are on for the new school, get out and vote today. There you go. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. I thought Cleveland was a very overrated team coming into the season. It's only week one, but Dallas 1-0, Cleveland 0-1. I'm sorry, Miami Dolphins 1-0.
Right. I mean, I don't think anybody's stunned. Brandon Whedon's probably what? I think he's got the lowest QBR rating in the NFL. No, excuse me. Philip Rivers does. But Brandon Whedon has one of the lowest QBR ratings of anybody in the NFL. I mean, you can't have a quarterback who he's led the NFL last year in batted down passes, and he's already started off this year with, I think, the Dolphins had 4 or 5. So, obviously, with the system that they're trying to run, he's not tall enough to see over, and the defensive line can get into the throwing lanes very, very easily. And so, not a big shocker that the Browns are 0-1 because you can't, and I had them to win. I had them jumping off to a 1-0 start, and I'm already behind in my fake predictions, if I were to make a prediction type
of
thing.
So, which, of course, you didn't do.
It's disappointing. I'll admit, as a Browns fan, if you win that first one, you're kind of like, yeah, here we go. And it's like, God, how inept could you be? I watched the game. How inept can – they don't look any better or any different than anybody else.
Well, at least you didn't pick him to go to the Super Bowl.
That's true.
Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on this Tuesday. Every Tuesday during the football season, we catch up with Hastings College football coach Tony Harper and UNK head football coach Daryl Morris. UNK starting the season with back-to-back Thursday games, so they've got Emporia on the road this Thursday. And obviously, Daryl Morris joins us here. Coach, not at all what you were hoping or expecting for last Thursday versus Washburn. I guess as unlike to most of the weeks where you would have had a Saturday game and we're talking on Tuesday, it's actually been quite a while since last Thursday. What have you seen and how has practice been going?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously you can't win. You can't beat anybody in football if you turn the ball over the way we did and then give up big plays like we did. And my hope was that, you know, we preach ball security around here like crazy. And then I had been going through the summer and the spring, and you know, we had done a lot of recruiting and tried an effort to keep away from the big play, and it just didn't work out our way. I mean, we did exactly opposite of what I'd hoped we'd do.
We're talking with Daryl Morris, head football coach here. That is such a shock, I think, to the core when that happens on opening night. What do you do to bounce back from this? What have you been working on specifically?
Well, I mean, you know, what else can you do except just keep powering forward? You know, I mean, we came back, we looked at the film, we've showed kids where, you know, geez, if we'd have done this, if we'd have done that, if you did this or you did that, you know, so there's things that can be corrected. There's always improvement, whether you win 58-13 or get beat 58-13, there's always things that can get better. So you just go back to the coaching process, you go back to the fundamentals, you go back to the scheme, and you try to show kids, you know, that it is sound, it does work. We just got to get better at it. We got to continue to improve and continue to work hard, and that's what we've been doing.
Coach Damon Day here. You suffered an injury to Kenny Hill earlier in the game. One of your better defenders, kind of a captain or leader of that defense. How did that affect you, and what is his status moving forward?
Well, you know, Damon, it affects you in the respect that, like any good football team or any good coaching staff, as soon as he went down, they challenged the new guy that came in. And Trajan Alexander is a new kid in our program. I think he's going to be a good player, but he did give up 2 long touchdown passes. You know, he got caught peeking in the backfield one time and just wasn't playing the proper technique another time. So, you know, we got a guy hurt that was playing pretty well, and then you know, they come after the new guy. So we would do the same thing. So, you know, we just can't continue to give up big plays like that. We've got to hang on to the football, and that's our goal for this week.
Talking with Daryl Morris, UNK football coach here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we switch sides of the ball here, bright spots on the defense was a couple of the younger players, and Dylan Lushen and then Tyke Kojal showed some promise.
Yeah, and you know, Dylan's been coming on, and Tyke we knew was going to be a good football player, and we think he'll be a great, great football player when his career's over here. So, you know, it's nice to have some young kids in the program that are doing good things and are doing well, and hopefully those guys will continue to develop and grow.
Bronson Marsh gets his first start at quarterback, as I guess any first-timer would have. He had his ups and downs.
Yeah, you know, Bronson played like a guy that hadn't played in a game in about 3 years, and he made some poor decisions. He made some mistakes. They did cost us, but he got in a situation there where he felt like he needed to make something big happen because of the score and the way the game was going, and that can be a problem anytime you have a quarterback thinking that he's got to win the game by himself. Now, having said that, Bronson also did enough good things that we know as he grows and develops and, you know, knocks some of the rust off himself, he is going to be a good quarterback here. So we're excited about his future. We've got to help him in the immediate time here to try to make better decisions and understand he's got to take care of the football and he doesn't have to win it all by himself.
Well, let's talk about one of the young men that will probably be one of our favorite Lopers his whole career because he's from right here at Kearney High, and you said he would play in a lot of different positions and got his cobwebs knocked around a little bit as well. Luke McNitt, you had him all over the place.
Yeah, we did, and then, you know, I hope we don't have him doing too many things, but, you know, Luke did, he got a run with a fake punt, and he also found out what it's like to try to block a defensive lineman coming through on a punt block. He didn't do real well on that one, and we ended up giving up a touchdown, but, you know, we've got him playing tight end, he's playing quarterback, he's playing some receiver stuff, you know, so we are trying to move him around. He made a great one-handed catch in practice yesterday, so we're trying to utilize his skills and his athleticism to our advantage, and we're going to continue to do that. And again, I think as Luke goes through our program over the next 4 years, really counting this year, he's going to be an outstanding football player.
Emporia State this Thursday night, they got a nice win against Hayes. What is their strength?
Well, you know, last year they jumped on us pretty hard, heavy with the long ball and quick scores and giving up big plays to them. So they're going to probably try that again. I mean, if they look at the film, they're gonna see if Trajan's got his thing fixed and see if he can defend the deep ball. They lost their quarterback. They lost a good receiver, but they looked very good against Fort Hayes. I mean, they handled Fort Hayes pretty well. So I look for them to try to test us in the secondary and do what they do, and that is throw the football and see if we can defend it.
All right, and we mentioned Kenny Hill. Any other injuries that we need to know about?
No, I think Kenny really is the only guy that we lost in that ball game, which was that is a positive because it was a physical game. Washburn's a big physical team, and only having lost one guy. Now, Kenny's an important piece of the puzzle, but only having lost one guy, I think Matt Berry will be back next year. Dalton Seeley, or next week, Dalton Seeley will be on the trip with us this week, so we'll have another guy at the tailback spot that might be able to help us out a little bit. So we are getting out of the training room. That is one good thing.
Darrell, you had a home Thursday game, way different dynamic than having a midweek road game. Some people say if you can put that team on the road, get them away from the school, they spend a little bit more time together, that can be a huge positive. And I'm sure there's missing class time is the negative here. How do you see it?
Well, you know, it's both. I mean, missing class is never a good thing, but it's part of it. So we're not leaving until Wednesday on at 5:30. So they'll miss Thursday. They'll be in class on Friday. So they're going to miss one day of school. And we can even get some FaceTime maybe in some classrooms on the iPads if the instructors are available to do that and the kids are available. So, you know, getting away from home and just kind of getting everybody to know each other again and that kind of stuff could be good for you. We're excited. We want to get this terrible taste out of our mouth and see if we can't be a better football team this Thursday when we were last Thursday.
Well, Darrell, hopefully that's the case. I know Loper Nation turned out in very good force last Thursday, and they're just all rooting for you guys to get better and maybe pick up a win here in the month of September or a couple of them. We'll see how it all works out. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Thanks,
Darrell. Travel safe, Coach.
That's Darrell Morris, head football coach at UNK. Damon, I don't know. You come out and you start the season, and I didn't know what to expect. In fact, I'll tell you, I was totally flip-flopped here. I thought maybe Hastings was going to have some trouble, and we'll talk with Coach Harper after the break. I thought maybe they were going to have some trouble just talking with Coach and hearing what I was hearing and talking with Mike over the voice of the Broncos about how things have been going in scrimmages and things like that. And then some of the things I'd heard from Coach Morris and the assistant coaches and some of the new guys coming in. And yeah, you can't turn it over seven times, but when you go out the first game of any season and just get punched in the mouth, that is so hard to come back from. The good thing is you've got the whole season. So if you can rally in that second game, or depending on what the sport is, maybe it's you go out in baseball and you just get thumped the first weekend. Well, you can come back with three more games the next weekend and change it up. There's still a lot of season to be played out there. But as we know, the number three and the number six teams in the country after Emporia are the next two teams on the schedule for the Lopers.
From a sports fan perspective, I don't look at anything that UNK did in that game. I look at what Washburn did and the way that Washburn and just looking at how they came into this. This had nothing that I don't care who Washburn would have played on Thursday night. They were going to win that game because they came in, and right now they're a polished team. They're a finished product team. UNK is still learning what is going to be in the MIAA. They got young players learning in the MIAA. It's kind of looking at like a contender versus an up-and-comer, and right now we're an up-and-comer. And then when an up-and-comer who's got some talent, we see it in Bronson Marsh, we see it in some other guys, some of those young players, Dylan Lushen that they're talking about, when you see we're going to get there, but this Washburn team's already there. They are fighting for respect because they feel like, and you heard it, I happen to be standing on their sidelines, you heard their players talk about respect, you heard, and it had nothing to do with feeling disrespected by UNK. They felt disrespected by the league. They felt disrespected that Missouri Western now everyone's talking about. Everybody wants to talk about Emporia now, and everybody wants to talk about Central Mo and Northwest Missouri State. Washburn was left out of that conversation because of their 7-4 last season. I thought that they came in with a team, as a team, looking to prove something. And when you feel disrespected as a football program, that is the best motivation that you can have. And unfortunately, UNK turned it over 7 times, and that just added to the side of it. But I thought you had to look at the way that Washburn came into it more so than how UNK played the football game. Because Washburn, if you looked at, they started junior, they had seniors here, they had a senior here. You looked at that, that's a team that's built for success today, whereas I feel like the Lopers are building for success with a youth movement that is going to be very, very good for us in the future.
And there's nothing to say Washburn doesn't end up one of the top two teams in that league. Here on the Doug and Daddy Show, love to hear from you. We'll be back at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth and talk with the head coach at Hastings College, Tony Harper, Matt Davison, second half hour. Stay with us.
When it comes to Sunday, after I do all my honey-dos, of course, I head to Cunningham's Journal. Why, thinks I go to my buddy's house, but sometimes whatever you don't know won't hurt. Cunningham's is the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Wi-Fi, internet, keep updated on all your fantasy players, juicy burgers, and the coldest draft here in town. Anyways, I was face-deep in my Juicy Lucy until my wife walks into the door. Guess the truth does hurt. Escape Ordinary at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Math. Hi, it's the Herd. The people we work with the most aren't always the people we see every day. Co-workers are often on the go, in different offices. Clients are spread across the country, certainly in my business, the globe. To work efficiently today, you need to have a stronger connection with your team. Build trust, stay focused, brainstorm. That's why you should use GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Listen, it's just simply more powerful to meet online when you can see somebody face-to-face. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, your team is just a click away. We've used it. You share the same screen to collaborate in real time. Just turn on your webcam to make your online meeting HD video conferencing. Pow, just like that. Like you're in the same room. Launch or join a meeting from anywhere using your computer, using your smartphone or your tablet. Even present, believe it or not, from your iPad. Try GoToMeeting free for a month, 30 days, for this special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button. Use the promo code Colin. Remember, use the promo code Colin. Go to me.
More exciting high school sports action comes your way this week on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's High School Volleyball Tuesday on Classic Hits 98.9 from the Minden Triangular as the Whippets welcome in Kearney Catholic and Gibbon beginning at 5. And our High School Football Week once again begins on Thursday on Classic Hits 98.9 with Kearney High at Lincoln Southwest, kickoff at 7. Minden Volleyball Triangular Tuesday, Kearney at Lincoln Southwest Football Thursday.
We'll see sunshine and some developing cloudiness around the area today with an isolated shower, storm chance late, with a high at 88, north winds develop at 5 to 10. Tonight, we'll head back to the mid-60s for lows. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 79.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on this Tuesday, where the Bruce Furniture folks are taking care of you for football season. Maybe you're relaxing, watching football, volleyball, the baseball playoffs, whatever is on TV into the new fall season, all kinds of exciting things. Or you just want to sit back and read a good book in your new Lazy Boy or Lane recliner or
or maybe you like to relax there on your Serta mattress, Chrome Craft, Tempur-Pedic. They've got it all there for you at Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering, just right for you. Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. You can visit them at brucefurniture.com. Easy credit terms, free professional delivery, free setup, free haulaway, and expert service after the sale. It's all there for you at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, as well as our friends in Holdridge and Alliance. Let's go to the phone lines here. Bruce Furniture fan line while we attempt to run down Coach Harper. Ernie, our friend from Wood River, is standing by. Ernie, what's up?
Hey, Doug, how you doing today? Long time.
I know. What's going on? I figured you'd be at Husker Harvest Days, man.
Oh, I shouldn't say it, but sometimes you get stuck at work and you can't get away. That's just kind of one of them deals. So,
well, what's going on?
I just wanted to relate. I got some pretty fond memories. I had the pleasure of spending like 12 days out in South Bend, Indiana, here about 12 years ago, matter of fact. Nice place to visit. Drove by the Golden Dome many times. Had no desire whatsoever to stop and visit or anything like that. And I just want to let Coach Tay know that because my son thinks so highly of him, I promised him the first time Notre Dame went down, I was going to call him and give him you know what. But I think he knows who he's talking to.
I appreciate, I'm not a fair weather. I accept that responsibility as a Notre Dame fan to take my beating with the utmost respect, and I'm just glad that it wasn't as bad as it could have been with the defensive play of my Fighting Irish. But I do appreciate the humility of you giving me a call.
Well, let's put it this way. I don't care what Jake says the next time, but the next time if Notre Dame goes down, it's going to be a not so much good phone call for you. How's that?
There you go. You can give me grief next time. I don't know if that's a good deal to make this early in the season.
Well, I know. I got to be kind of careful because we got UCLA coming to town this weekend, and I'm a little concerned. Young defense, yeah, I'm a little bit concerned. So, anyway, Coach, you better, when you get back, and if you happen to run into, I guess I can say his name over the radio, Jake, you better tell him thanks because Dad took it easy on you today.
I appreciate you keeping it clean.
Okay. Good luck to you, Coach. Talk
thanks,
to you
buddy.
Later.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ernie. Appreciate the call. Ernie from Wood River rolling here into the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. You know what? That was still a good football game.
Yeah, I mean,
I know Notre Dame lost, and I mentioned yesterday on the show, I thought both pass interferences calls down the stretch were bogus, but Michigan still had the lead again.
Oh, yeah, in a tight game, I kind of heard the show yesterday. And you know what? Tight games and things like that, they come down, they come down to those types of calls, and it's a 50-50 call. I'm sure Michigan fans across the country are talking about how, if they didn't have pass interference, Notre Dame didn't make the big defensive stops when they needed to, and they played from behind, and Reese just did not have the game that I thought that he was hoping to have. But if you really look at their offense this year, they're really still trying to find their way. It's a totally different offense than it was last season. So I thought it was an exciting game to watch, and man, Michigan's offense sure did look good.
Former Michigan Wolverine defensive back Marcus Ray, now with the Big Ten Network, is going to join us on Thursday's Doug and Daddy Show to talk about what we've seen so far. He was a member of that 1997 runner-up team, and we'll be sure to bring that up on Thursday's program. Well, time to wipe the egg off my face and talk a little Hastings College football. Tony Harper joining us, Doug Duda and Damon Day with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Harp, congratulations, man. There's no problems with you guys. You guys got it all clicking.
Let's not jump too far ahead of ourselves right now.
What changed? When we talked to you last week, you were coming off, if I got the events right, the scrimmage not good, things weren't going well in that place, you had got a couple of practices in between and on Labor Day, and you said, you know what, I liked how our team responded. Take me through the rest of the week and how that led you up to kickoff.
Well, I think what had really happened is the coaches did a great job of getting the message across, and let's just say that message was sent very strongly and very firmly throughout the whole week after that scrimmage against Nebraska Wesleyan. We demand a lot of our guys, and Joe Holtzclaw and Adam Long, Dave Kamara, Coach Mace, all those guys just hammered it into the kids, and the kids bought into it. I think part of it was, you know, kind of the dreary, the two-a-days and all that stuff, but we can't use that as an excuse. We had a pretty good practice on Wednesday, because I know the Tuesday one after I talked to you guys, it was not very good. And then Thursday they cleaned it up, and, you know, it just started to click. And, I mean, a lot of credit goes to these players, too. I mean, they bought into the message. They came out to get a pick on the very first play of the game defensively. I mean, the very first exact play of the 2013 season. I mean, that just kind of gives credit to what we were saying. Hey, guys, let's start fast and let's finish faster. And they bought into it and did pretty good job with it.
Coach, obviously the defensive pick gets things rolling for you, but Matt Overmiller sounds like that he stepped up and really got you guys going from on the offensive side of things.
He really did. He, you know, and the thing with Matt, and we've been talking a lot about it, is his composure. I mean, that boy, he don't get too high, he don't get too low. He just kind of rolls with the punches, and like I've said, I like to see him get a little fiery, but you know what? Hey, if this works for Matt, that works for Matt. And he did such a good job, and the offense in general did too. I mean, there was a point in time where we, you know, the defense gets a turnover, we get the ball back to the offense turns it around or turns it over, defense has to fly back out there, they give up only 3 points, and the offense, they come off to the side, and the biggest difference from in the past that some of the times, you know, especially the last 3 or 4 games of last year, we're hanging our heads and everything like that, and Matt was even-keeled, the O-line was even-keeled, they came up, they got it fixed, they went back out there and answered the bell. So those guys did a good job, and Matt running around. I don't know if he thinks he's John Dawson Jr. or what, but he's running around doing a good job with his feet. So he made some good decisions, so that was nice to see as well.
Supporting him, obviously, you went with the young guy in the backfield, freshman Jake Fowler. What kind of went into him being successful, gaining 71 yards on 17 carries?
I think the thing with Jake is he hits that hole, you know, he hits it fast, but he doesn't, you know, he's not hitting it too fast. What I mean by that is he's reading his blocks and he does a good job with feeling of the pressure, making sure he gets on that sprint shoulder and gets vertical when he needs to get vertical. And he has that second and third gear that you need. You know, he makes his decision, bam, there's a linebacker in the hole. He can cut it back against the grain or he can stay on his sprint path. And Jake did he had a really good game for his very first game in college football. But, again, a lot of the credit goes to Caleb Kufall, a fullback in that offensive line, creating those holes for Jake. But Jake's going to be a pretty special tailback, and we're excited to have him.
Talking now with the head football coach of Hastings College, Tony Harper, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, you know, if we get rid of the cheesy mustache, your defensive player of the week had a pretty good game.
I don't know if it's that Colorado thing or what, but Garrett Griffith really had a good job. And then, like I said, he set the tempo of that game, you know, with that pick on the very first play, defensive play of the game. And he was all over the place. He's the captain of the defense. He's the callus. He gets our guys lined up. He's bought into what Coach Long is saying, and Coach Long is a heck of a defensive coordinator. So those guys are on the same page, and we just got to keep that rolling. Now, his hair on the other line, I don't know. We might need to trim that up, but if he keeps getting 2 picks and 7 tackles a game, I'll let him grow it as long as he needs to.
Yeah, congratulations to him for being the GPAC Defensive Player of the Week. Always grab that stat line, and there's a couple of things that you know as well as I do continue to be a problem for you guys, but I see only 5 penalties, and although there were a couple of lost fumbles, you guys were able to overcome that. What was discouraging or the thing that you really have to address getting ready for this week in Concordia?
Well, there's about one thing in each phase of the game that we need to address and get that fixed. Number one, you hit it on the head offensively. We can't turn the ball over, and we can use the excuse of, well, it's the first game. We're breaking in all these, you know, the newcomer at quarterback and tailback and different things like that. That's an excuse. We just can't do that. So we got to limit the turnovers, and I know that offensive staff will do that, and those players will continue to buy into that and go along those lines. Defensively, we just missed way too many tackles. I know Coach Long, that was the first thing he talked about on Sunday at the defensive unit meeting. You know, and the reason we missed those tackles is because we were out of position. We didn't have our right gap fit. So we're going to work on that. He's been harping bad, you know, hardcore on that for the guys. And then special teams, you know, what we got to be able to do is we got to squeeze that lane because we're playing against an All-American this week as a return man, Derek Blessing. And we're going to have to converge on that guy because he can make you look silly and get vertical quick. So we got to make sure we tackle better on special teams as well.
Well, let's talk a little more Concordia, your scouting report as you get ready for Saturday.
Well, you know, defensively, and Coach Winter's done a great job. I think he's going on his 5th year. He's got his guys in his system. They're bigger than they've ever been. They're older than they've ever been, and they're always going to be physical. I mean, Concordia is one of those teams that you can circle on the schedule that, hey, they're going to come out and punch you and continue to punch you for all four quarters. So we got to answer the bell first off right there with being the physicality of the game. We got to answer it, and we got to come back stronger. Defensively, they're going to base out of the 3-4. They got big old linebackers that run about 240, 245, so we're going to have to get those guys knocked down a little bit. They got a great secondary that's big and athletic, so they run a lot of cover two. We got to find some holes there. Offensively, they got what I think is one of the top two quarterbacks in this conference in Vaughn Thomas. That guy, he's just athletic. He can run it. He can throw it. So we got to contain him. They're kind of like us at tailback. They got a couple of freshmen back there that do some pretty special things, so we're going to have to make sure we tackle a heck of a lot better. And then special teams, you know, routinely they're in the top two or three in the conference every year in return yards and cover yards. So it's going to take all three phases. When you play good teams, you got to have all three phases playing perfect, and that's what we're striving for. And we got a lot of work to do because even though we started off 1-0, that game's in the past. That game doesn't dictate this season or what. So there's some things that we're hammering on yesterday and today and tomorrow.
And finally, Tony, we've got an email here from Tom in Hastings who says, tell Coach Harper that was a very classy move to have Jordan Consbrook come on the field with his teammates. Great young man. That's from Tom in Hastings.
Yeah, Jordan is a guy that, you know, we lost for his career during preseason camp, and Consy was one of the first guys that I recruited when I became the head coach here. He was the first house that I went into. Jordan has maintained his loyalty to this program, and I appreciate Tom saying that, but I'm glad that we could honor Jordan Consbrook and his family that way.
All right, buddy. We will let you get to work and see if we can start the GPAC season off the way you did the regular season with a win.
Sounds good.
All right, thanks, Tony. Tony Harper, every Tuesday, Hastings College football coach here on the Doug and Daddy Show off their 38-20 win against Kansas Wesleyan, picking up the victory. So you got two programs that totally different mood, Damon, with what UNK is at right now and what Hastings is at, and they've kind of flipped spots there. So Hastings gets to come off a win and start conference play, and UNK has to come off that tough loss and look to turn things around.
Yep, there's nothing. Not the best color man in the business for nothing. Sometimes you make a point that is just true. You know, it is. It's definitely, you know, the road does not get any easier for UNK, and I'm sure that the road does not get any easier for Hastings moving forward. But that is the one thing that is different about football as compared to other sports is that if you do well in week one, at least kind of jump starts you. And if you don't do well in week number one, there is kind of a cloud over that. There's just so many less games. Like you said, you know, you have to sit on a loss for an entire week. And so, you know what, I think that, you know, I think that what our definition of both these football teams will be is still yet to be seen. I think there's so many unknowns as to what they're going to be successful at and what they may not still struggle at because they have a young guy. And so I think it'll be interesting to see to track their growth throughout the entire season and see how they mature and see how they get better as a football team.
Well, let's take a look at our Dent Popper inbox, then we'll go to a break and Matt Davison will join us. John says, cars on PEDs. Oh, yeah, NAPCAR. He's talking about Oklahoma State's going to get slapped for Les Miles' problems. I love Gundy as a coach, but wow, and it's all over the place now this morning, folks. If you're listening to National, the Sports Illustrated story breaking today, Jake Trotter at ESPN.com says that at least 8 former Oklahoma State football players say they received cash from people associated with the Cowboy program starting in the Les Miles era, and then identified another 29 players as having also taken money. Sports Illustrated revealing today in the first of a 5-part investigative series on the football program that some players received $2,000 annually and others around $10,000, with a few stars allegedly receiving $25,000. Among the players identified, former quarterback Josh Fields, running back Tatum Bell, corner Darrent Williams, who of course was shot as a member of the Broncos back in 2007, which obviously doesn't have any connection, I would hope, here. Fields, Bell, and others have of course denied receiving illicit payments, but multiple players were on record saying they received money and saw other players getting payments.
What makes you do that as a player? What makes you come out? Is it just 5 more minutes of fame? I mean, what is the motive behind going on the record for the SI? Is it just getting, I mean, is it, you know, I'd be interested to see what, I mean, I'm not agreeing.
You know what I think part of it is? Oklahoma State has no football tradition. There's no ties to be proud of your university. They never won anything. It's not like Nebraska, Alabama, Notre Dame, Southern California, Texas, places that have won conference and national championships. Let's face it, Oklahoma State has been good. They've never done a damn thing. Have they ever won a conference championship? Have they ever won played in a national championship game? Have they ever played in a big bowl game that meant anything? They've won 9, 10, 11 games, and they've turned out some good players. And let's face it, they're the stepchild in Oklahoma. They're trying to catch up to Oklahoma. Had to be competitive with Texas. Had to be competitive with Nebraska, whoever you want to lump into that at the time. They had to find a way to do it. And as I've said about the Nebraska basketball program, why not cheat? It's not like you're going to miss the postseason because, you know, they're going to put you on probation. You know, I mean, that's tongue-in-cheek, but some people take it to heart. Auburn has to play catch-up with Alabama. And there are other universities out there the same way. You look at the programs that get in trouble, there's usually a pretty good direct correlation as to they're not the big boys on the block. I mean, nobody's perfect. Everybody's had something happen, even USC has, but...
I mean, this is beyond a misinterpretation of the rule book. I mean, I've seen the NCAA rule book, and I'll be interested to see the ramifications all the way down to LSU and Les Miles with this, and if SI has already gone to work on trying to find LSU players now, talking about the same type of system and other things. But I just find it very interesting to where these players come from and what would make them. I mean, obviously they made a deal or they made an agreement that they weren't going to discuss certain things that transpired, kind of that locker room code. But I just always wonder, what's their motive? Do they feel wrong? Do they want their 5 minutes of fame? Are they trying to show that the system's already broken and needs to be fixed? I just find it very interesting that all of a sudden now, you know, some of this happened in what they're saying, 2000 to 2007. Now you're 6 years removed, and now obviously your life or your NFL career hasn't turned out the way that you wanted, so you're going to go back and blame everybody else for it. It just kind of seems like sour grapes. And I'm sure, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. You know, it may not be as bad. You remember, if you remember when USC was talking about Reggie Bush, you know, what they actually were able to prove or they think happened was much smaller than
early allegations.
And so I'm sure there's something to be said of this report, and I'm sure there's some validity to the report. But, you know, we do tend to blow things out of proportion and things get made into bigger deals. I'll be interested to see what exactly really truly transpired as we get farther away from the accusation standpoint into the school launching their investigation and things like that.
Couple of things of note. T. Boone Pickens, obviously the most prominent booster, not implicated by any SI sources. And Sports Illustrated also reporting that many of the violations happened outside the 4-year statute of limitations for prosecution. However, the NCAA could still penalize the school if a pattern of willful violations occurred before the 4-year statute but continued into the last 4 years, and if allegations include a blatant disregard for the most serious of NCAA rules. So you're going to be hearing a lot about that, folks. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Back with Matt Davison after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We have the bar ready to go, the new menus are on the table, and now we're ready to staff the place for a busy summer. We're now taking applications for all positions, including front of the house and back of the house. No experience necessary, just bright, shiny faces. We're looking for the staff just as fun as we are. Apply in person at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
They call me Murphy, and I'm a service tech at Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center. It was 9:30 on a Saturday morning, and a Kona Blue Mustang drove in.
I'm due for a tire rotation.
I poured her coffee, black. She hopped on Wi-Fi, and I got to work. I inflated, rotated, and aligned the tires. Multi-point inspection looked good. Took a half hour, tops.
With a full range of services, great prices on 13 name brand tires, and no appointment necessary, Quick Lane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com.
If you're on Medicare Part B and have diabetes, you're probably at the corner of big changes and where will I get my testing supplies? Well, if you've been using a mail order provider, you may have to find another option. Fortunately, Walgreens carries all major brands, including OneTouch, Contour, AccuCheck, Freestyle, and TrueTest. We also accept assignment and bill Medicare along with your supplemental insurance. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today at the corner of happy and healthy.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see sunshine and some developing cloudiness around the area today with an isolated shower, storm chance late, with a high at 88, north winds develop at 5 to 10. Tonight we'll head back to the mid-60s for lows. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 79.
Doug and Danny's show. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on this Tuesday. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget our Husker lunch tomorrow at Cunningham's. Randy Bushcutter and I will be doing the show there from 11 to 12. We'll talk with UNK Athletic Director Paul Plinsky, who is now officially on the job. And that'll mark 10 days under his belt, I guess, if you count the Sundays. Does that count?
I don't think it counts Sundays.
Don't count Sundays? It's no. Just the 11? Okay. But we'll talk to Paul Plinsky tomorrow. We'll also talk with Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. Everybody's got at least one football game in the book. And, boy, some of the rankings were blown up. Speaking of rankings, I hope and I have faith in Mr. Jensen when I see the weekly Huskerland Prep that Bruning, Davenport, Shickley will be ranked higher than 9th in D1. I'll go on a rant here. They beat Giltner. Giltner hadn't lost a regular season game since, what was it, Jeffrey, 2007?
2009, a home 2009? Game since 07, though.
Okay. So they hadn't lost a regular season game since then. They're the number one team in D2, and all of the publications agree that the top teams in D2 have been pretty much stronger than the top teams in D1 when you're talking Howells, you're talking Giltner, and you're talking Humphrey St. Francis has bounced back and forth. And then to disrespect Bruning, Davenport, Shickley by only ranking them 9th in D1 after you probably beat the best 8-man team in the state, and that's still to be seen, but give them some props. BDS, I'm on your back here. I'm with you. I got your back here, BDS. Congratulations on the big win. We'll talk with Bob about that tomorrow. Sean Callahan, Husker Online, will be joining us as well, and he will be the speaker for our Husker lunch at Cunningham's tomorrow. Come on up. Enjoy the buffet. Only $8.99. Kick back. Enjoy that. Listen to Sean Callahan. Talk to him about UCLA, talk to him about where the Huskers are, and he'll answer your questions. Our Midtown Mark, cooler question of the day. Which was the most surprising upset of the weekend? 67% said BYU over Texas, 27% said Tennessee over Pittsburgh, 7% voted for the Jets over Tampa Bay. What do you think of NASCAR booting Martin Truex from the Chase and replacing him with Ryan Newman because it found Michael Waltrip Racing manipulated the race outcome? Here is your chance, NASCAR fans. Vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Do you agree with the ruling? Do you disagree with it? Or do you disagree and it should be Jeff Gordon in? Or just take Boyer out altogether? Vote on it now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Midtown Mark, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics in Hastings. Glad to have you along with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Did you have a vote on that? You talked about it at the top of the show a little bit.
I don't understand it. I just don't get what they did wrong, I guess. I mean, it's not like they souped up their engine or, you know, used, I mean, I know that Waltrip Racing 6 years ago got in trouble for using jet fuel. I mean, you know what I mean? It's not
you like... You know way more about that than I've ever known. We do this about twice a year just to poke fun at our NASCAR friends. And we've talked more than 60 seconds about it today, and that's more than we should talk about in a month.
Oh, I actually have been watching it lately because my son loves it.
Oh,
It's race cars. You know, he's got the little Jeff Gordon. He's got, like, Jeff Gordon's car in his hand, and then he sees it on TV.
I'd be concerned.
That's just awe-inspiring.
Get him outside. Oh. Get him outside.
We are outside. It was a night race. Richmond was a night race. Listen to me.
Let him watch bad cartoons then. Good Lord.
Don't let him watch NASCAR.
Matt Davidson joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show of the Husker Sports Network and one of the 50... Matt's coming up, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We are anticipating Matt. Sorry, Jeff. Thought you gave me the signal. That was a different signal. I hate when that happens. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up as well, so stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I didn't mean to cut that short. I thought we had Matt, but you were saying.
I was not saying anything except that NASCAR is not as bad as you make it sound off to be. And I'm not a huge NASCAR fan, but it is a sporting event. And I don't know if it is a sporting event. I guess I shouldn't go out on a limb and say it's a sporting event. But then you'd get into a debate of what is it actually a sport and what is a leisure activity. And then we would open this show up for chaos. Because you would offend some party as far as, is that a sport or is that a leisure activity or is that a race? You know, that's a debate that that's just too much going on to it type of thing from there.
Well,
how much can they tie this to Les Miles? I mean, he can't. I mean, unless it's a habitual thing. But, you know, does this open up the investigation of the LSU football program? We were talking off the break about, you know, how big of a deal this is. And if people don't understand, this is a huge deal, what's going down at Oklahoma State.
And if it does, do you look at all the coaches that used to be at LSU, Bo Pelini?
You brought that up, not me.
I'm just asking.
I'm just saying. People are going to start to whisper. Hey, DeForest.
I just whispered right there.
The guy from West Virginia, DeForest.
Yeah, he's in a world of hurt right now. His name's all over this.
Yeah.
His name's all over
this. And he's not even there. He's at West Virginia now.
Associate head coach, special teams coordinator, said he never paid a player for on-field performance.
Do you believe the school? Do you believe the coach? Or do you believe the kid?
Well, in this day and age, I'm sorry, you have to be cynical. The coach is going to lie to cover his butt. Bottom line is, if you're this DeForest guy, who I don't know from Adam, and somebody says, did you pay players? Yeah.
That was me.
Yeah, sure.
That was me.
You bet. Why not? Not happening.
When it comes down to this, there's not, unless they're really dumb, and there's a fiscal trail of bank records or whatnot, or cash, or checks, or anything like that. I did like the story I read on the Oklahoman about the guy who got paid to watch trees grow. His job was to show up at a nursery and monitor the tree lot. That's an awesome job. It's tough. Oh, you know, on a hot day, we digress. Amendola is hurt again by the Patriots. He's out for Wednesday on Thursday, and I just want the world to show that Bill Belichick is not the world's smartest coach, because how do you let Wes Welker go and then pay Danny Amendola the same amount of money for a guy who has never played an entire season, 16 games, because of injury?
And they also lose one of their running backs due to a broken wrist.
Veneer.
So maybe Ridley, thank God, will get in. And as I said yesterday on this show, thank you for losing fantasy football by 2 points last night, because Brian Cushing couldn't just lay on the ground. He makes the nice pick, and yay Houston, and yay Jared Crick, but you didn't have to run it back in for a touchdown. That cost me. All Houston had to do was score offensively. I win, but, you know, second most points in the league, third, whatever it was, and get clipped. It's just the way it is. We got more coming up. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia right around the corner here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's get another week underway by welcoming in Andy from the Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. He survived the first weekend of NFL football and the Huskers, and ready to get out there. You're happy. You're just happy as all get out, and you're ready to sell some new vehicles. You've got some pre-owned vehicles coming in. Jeep celebrating this month with a little special incentive. Where you want to start? You got all kinds of great deals for the folks out there.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. I told my girlfriend, she hates it because I said I can move forward with life now that there's football back on TV. So it's absolutely fantastic. But you know what? And the thing is, when you start talking football, you know, it's that time of year. And I'll tell you what, selling new vehicles, it's that time of year also. And up there at the Chevrolet store right now, if you folks haven't had a chance to see it, the brand new, all new, completely redesigned 2014 Chevrolet Silverado. My mother actually just traded in her 2011 Chevrolet Suburban and actually purchased a brand new 2014 Silverado. She got a white diamond one just like she's always wanted, and she loves it. And that should give everybody kind of an idea in terms of the way these vehicles have been refined. Because my mom, she is a picky gal, and God bless her heart. But a couple of years ago, I don't think I would have ever seen her drive a truck. But because of the refinement, just the engineering, the fuel economy, the technology, and just how gorgeous it looks, she's like, you know what? I don't need a Suburban. I want to drive a truck. And, you know, by God. So she did it. And then, you know, to top it off, another great vehicle that we have up there is the Equinox. My sister, she actually just purchased one of those last week also. And she actually went out and got a great deal on a lease. She bought a 2013 front-wheel drive Equinox that gets 32 miles to the gallon with just $2,500 down, was able to go ahead and sign up on a 15,000-mile lease at like $260 a month. So she was able to buy a $28,000 vehicle with just $2,500 down and go ahead and keep it about $250, $260 a month. And, you know, that brings me to my next point, that leasing. It's back. It's full effect. Chevrolet Malibus, Cruises, Sonics, Sparks, Impalas. You know that Impala, folks, if you haven't seen that new all-redesigned Impala, it's awesome. And, you know, and then you take it over to the other two franchises that we carry with that Buick lineup, the Encores. We've had really, really, really good feedback on those. It's a different vehicle. You know, people say, well, tell me a little bit about the Encore. The best way to describe it is you just need to get on there, sit inside of one, because it's completely different feel than Buick. You know, people used to think of Buicks as synonymous with, you know, big, large, bulky vehicles. They're really not anymore. You know, they still make a good full-size vehicle, but at the same time, they're trying to work on that fuel efficiency. The safety performance is absolutely at the top notch. And then, you know, here we go. We got the Cadillac lineup. And I'll tell you what, you're not American unless you love Cadillac. And you start taking a look at those Escalades. You got that XTS, the ATS, the all-new, completely redesigned Cadillac CTS. I don't have the exact date on it, but they're coming out with the redesigned CTS. And there's just a lot of great options. And, you know, the nice part is that I can truly say this and mean this with 100% wholeheartedly. But with the guys like Heath Phillips and Darren Sprague and the John Fort Millers that are up there running that show right now, you know, for a lot of you guys know that I've been spending a lot of time down at the Chrysler store. But, you know, that store's in as good at hands as it's ever been. These guys have a customer-first approach. They want to go ahead and get you the greatest, best deal up front. And, you know, and it shows. I mean, you know, you got a store that 3 years ago was selling 25, 30 new a month, and we're selling 55, 60 new a month. And it's not a coincidence. We're giving people better deals, we're taking care of people, and people are coming back and they're telling their friends, and that's why we're finding the success that we have. But I'll tell you what, if you haven't seen that GM lineup in the last year, year and a half, 2013, that was the year of 13. There's 13 brand new models that have been completely redesigned and everything this year. We're jacked up. We have a whole bunch of inventory up there, great selection, the right people to get you taken care of. You just need to get on up there and go see Heath Phillips and the gang.
Check them out, folks. Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue, thinkmidway.com. We've got Bo Pelini's weekly press conference coming up here momentarily, so stay with us. I know, Andy, you will be listening intently as it's UCLA week. Have a good one, man.
I'll give you some coach talk.
We're back with more after this.
Champions count on their equipment to give them an edge. For your gas-powered equipment, their Stabil ethanol treatment, designed to prevent corrosion, clean the fuel system, and stabilize fuel. So your engines perform smoothly every time, year-round. When you want optimal performance and protection, Stabil ethanol treatment is the right equipment for your power equipment. Available at Ace Hardware and Tractor Supply.
Terry Bradshaw here. In football, you can't win without a strong team backing you up. Today, I'm talking to Kevin, a licensed plumber, about how the team over at Ferguson, the leader for plumbing, waterworks, and HVAC supplies, gives him a winning edge.
Ferguson makes it easy. I order my supplies online and pick them up at my local branch or have everything delivered.
Plus, your online orders earn points for cool stuff like electronics and event tickets.
Yeah, ordering online saves me time, too.
You heard the man. Go check out Pro Plus at Ferguson.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jerseys in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Pickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We're back!
Sean Callahan of Huskers Online and Steve Sipple, a columnist for the Lincoln Journal-Star, alternate Husker Lunch Wednesdays. We're upstairs in the loft at Cunningham Journal, downtown Kearney. Put us down to do lunch Wednesdays from here on out.
You want me to invite an idiot to dinner?
You got it.
Brought to you by Home Federal Bank, Gary Michaels Clothing, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Loft at Cunningham's Journal every Wednesday, presented by a Doug and Daddy Live at 11.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, George Strait's coming to Omaha, baby. It's his last tour. He's kind of got half of it done, and then he's going to finish it up through 2014. I think it's called the Cowboy Rides Away Tour. So just letting folks know, Friday, January 17th, is he's coming to Omaha. Now, the cool thing is, as I looked more onto this, he's going to be in Denver. He's going to be in Des Moines. He's going to be, I think, in Kansas City. I got to check. But he's in about three or four places. I think he might even be in Kansas. That's not Kansas City. I got to double check. But I think there's three or four places that you could realistically drive in 5 hours-ish, 6 hours, depending on how fast you go, and see him in his last go-through. So anyone that wants to get me a George Strait ticket to Omaha, I'll take it. You?
I would try to find out a possibility of rousing one of those tickets up.
I think
I can't go alone.
I think you're fired up for Jay-Z and Lincoln, though. Jay-Z's coming into Lincoln. Was it December 1st?
You're going to have to correct me. Is that the individual that was, isn't his name Puffy?
No, that's not Puff.
Okay, no. So Puff and Jay-Z are different individuals.
Right.
Which one is married to the singer?
Jay-Z is married
from
to Beyonce.
Destiny. Okay. Yeah. And she's no longer in Destiny's Child.
Right. Well, no. She's on her own, ruling the world.
Okay. I will not be going to that concert.
Okay. All right. Just checking. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up here, and we'll be wrapping up our show. That old Matt Davison, I'm going to track him down again. He's such a sneaky little fella. Busy, busy cat. Don't forget UNK Hastings College Volleyball tonight at the Health and Sports Center. Action gets underway at 7 o'clock. UNK remain number 3 in this week's Division II coaches poll. And taking the new number 1 spot in the poll is going to be Tampa of Florida. And they are in the 1 spot. Minnesota Duluth is in the 2 spot. The Lopers are in the 3 spot. Concordia St. Paul, the 6-time defending national champ, fall to 4 because Wayne State beat them. I understand Concordia didn't have their All-American setter, but Wayne State beat them. They move up 12 spots to number 8, and they even received 3 first-place votes. Tonight, Lopers and Hastings, 7 o'clock, and that's going on at the Health and Sports Center. There is also some high school volleyball tonight. I'll be in Minden, Kearney Catholic, and Gibbon will be playing a triangular. Gets underway at 5 o'clock on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Grand Island's hosting Lincoln Southeast. St. Cecilia battles Adams Central tonight. Let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you've not won in the last 2 months, call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. A correct answer will get you a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. Whether you want some bacon for your BLTs, whether you want some steaks or fresh ground beef to take out for your tailgating, whether you want to get some prime rib or some ham or just some snack sticks to take on home, this is the time to do it at Troutman's Quality Meats. So let's roll on with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Again, 888-455-3776. Always the number you need. And who are we chatting with?
This is Dean.
All right, Dean. I think I got a good one today. And I think it's It's gettable. Jeffrey, it's gettable, right?
It's gettable, yeah.
It's gettable. This isn't crazy. We just had the eighth member in college football. This university just become the eighth member of the 800 win club in school history. Who is it?
Douglas, I do not know.
You want to take a guess?
No. No,
okay.
Thanks.
All right. Try back. Sorry. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with? I just don't get it. I just don't get it. That's one of the things. There's very few things I don't understand. But you call, you don't know, so you just hang up. I'd take a stab, Damon.
Throw it out there.
I'd take a stab. Let's stay with it. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with? What, are you intentionally hanging up on these people, Jeffrey? Come on, man. Come on. Great come on, man, by the way, last night on Monday Night Football. Love it. Love it. Ray Lewis making fun of Adam Schefter trying to do his dance. It was awesome. Let's go back to the phone lines. Is anybody there?
Yeah, this is Bob.
Bob, do you know the answer? Who became the most recent member of the 800-win club in Division I football?
No, but I'll take a guess with Alabama.
Alabama. You know what? Alabama's incorrect. That would have been correct a month ago because they are seventh. This team just became eighth. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Josh.
Josh, who just became the eighth member of the 800 career win club in college football?
Is it Georgia?
It is not Georgia. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with? Bill, do you know the answer? Who's become the most recent member of college football's 800 career win club?
Nebraska.
No, not Nebraska. Try back. 888-455. Nebraska has 858, fourth winningest program all time in college football. Let's stay with that one, and then we'll probably have to find a new question here, Jeffrey. Who are we chatting with?
This is Dan.
Dan, do you know the answer? Who's the most recent member of the 800 career win club?
I'm going to go with Miami.
No, Miami's not correct. Try back. 888-455-ESPN.
As a casual sports fan, this one is tough.
Is it tough?
This one is tough due to recent issues.
Will it help if I say this football team is 2-0 this year?
No, because if you think about it, most of all of them are 2-0. So I would just say that I think that their struggles of late have taken them from one of the higher echelon teams in college football to just mediocrity.
I'm afraid my next question will be way too easy. Try back with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Troy.
Troy, do you want the old question or do you want a new question?
Oh, boy. Which one's easier?
Well, if you don't know the old question, then I'd take a shot at the new question.
I have a good guess on the old one, but I'll take the new one.
It's up to you. Okay, we'll try the new one here. UCLA's head coach is Jim Mora. Which NFL team was he coaching when he was named the coach of the year?
I believe it was the Falcons.
See, I knew it was too easy. It was too easy! What was your guess on the other one?
Oklahoma.
No, Oklahoma's sixth at 833. At least we've had some good guesses. But
they've all been too high, except for Miami.
What's that, Jeffrey?
Save the question for next week.
Yeah, people will look it up, Jeff. Come on, man. Come on. All right, it is Atlanta. And do you know the other team he coached in the NFL? This is for bonus question here.
Oh, no.
Seattle, 5-11. Lasted a year. Hang on the line. It doesn't matter. You didn't need to know that one. You've got a $25 gift card coming your way to Troutman's Quality Meats. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Doug.
Here it is, Damon. With wins over Austin Peay and Western Kentucky, Tennessee has become the eighth member of the 800 win club with 801 all-time victories. Michigan number one at 905, then Texas, Notre Dame, Nebraska, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Alabama, Tennessee.
Like I said, that was tough because they've been down. You wouldn't think that they've been down for a while. They've had a run. How blessed were they that you know that I still can't believe they got a little rid of Phil Fulmer. I mean, because that's the last time they had success. So that was, what, 8 years, 7 years?
Yeah.
Since they've really been relevant.
Yeah, they got Derek 97? Dooley, who never really got a chance.
They had Kiffin,
97
Dooley.
When we thumped him. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when we thumped him. I do always appreciate my phone blowing up during any trivia. We can't get through, but we know the answer. And he's right. Yeah. Ricky, you knew the answer. You were right, bro. You were right. Sorry you couldn't get through. Sorry you can't get through. I mean, I can't pull personal favors on the air. I'll get reprimanded by somebody.
ESPN.
Probably.
The suits will come and get you.
Let's if we ever track down that Davison kid, we'll thump him a little bit, but hopefully more with Matt, because as much as the Huskers, I want to talk to him about going into the High School Hall of Fame, and we'll have a couple more guests towards the end of the week for that. So we do thank Daryl Morris and Tony Harper for joining us on the show today. Anything else before we let you out of here? Did you make your Super Bowl pick? We even let you have 1 week in. Did you make your Super Bowl pick? You were kind of filling out your sheet here. Oh,
I think the San Francisco.
Chalk!
I think the San Francisco 49ers.
Over the Denver Broncos. Gee, who looked good this week?
I don't know enough of. I have not moved into football season yet. I am still looking at Major League Baseball playoffs.
What are you looking at? Royals lost a tough one, 4-3, even though Alex Gordon, two-run home run,
Indians.
Cut it to one.
Indians are moving.
Credit you, Cleveland. See, now we got to throw you out of here because Cleveland and Kansas City playing right now.
I know, and that was a great game to watch the other night.
In our baseball picks at the beginning of the year, you had the – what? Did you have the Dodgers, too?
Thank you.
You have the Dodgers over the Angels or the Angels over the Dodgers. I got the Dodgers over
Detroit.
I had
the Subway Series, and that ended – but I had one.
Yeah, this looks like you just filled this up.
Easy.
Just moments ago. Tomorrow, Husker Lunch. Folks, love to have you. It's free to come to the Husker Lunch. You can have lunch. You can sit there and just, watch it at Cunningham's. We're upstairs in the loft. Sean Callahan of Husker Online will be on hand. Plus, we'll talk to Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
Go vote.
Paul Plinski, yeah.
Go vote.
On Monday.
Vote for the pool, too. Everybody needs to learn how to swim.
Well, you think I could learn?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll take your word for this.
Go vote.
Hey, Damon, thanks for the time, buddy.
No
Have
problem,
a good
buddy.
Week.
Yep.
We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.